Proclamation number 3290 of 12th of October, 1944. Temptations of the world. You will have to be careful not to fall prey to the temptations of the world if you are not yet strong enough in faith. For the hostilities of the world are especially directed towards you. It seeks to win you over and to persuade you to fall away from God, and therefore you must arm yourselves with the shield of faith and steel it beforehand so that it will stand firm. Anyone who is still weak should struggle for strength of faith. He should not stop asking for strength and grace, and his will should always be turned towards God. He should practice love, because strength will flow into him and he will then be able to withstand all temptations by the world. So love is always the first. Incessantly being active in love will let you grow in realization. You will attain convinced faith, and this will have an unshakable strength. Love is a weapon which overcomes everything and forces the strongest enemy to the ground, because God Himself is active in the loving human being. And again it is to be pointed out that the coming time will bring you abundant opportunities to practice neighborly love, and that you must not fail then if you want to survive the horrors of the time, if you want to go through this lost battle unharmed in body and soul. Nothing else can replace the strength of love, and nothing else can earn you this strength than active neighborly love, as energetic care for the soul and body of your fellow human being. If you practice this, the time of tribulation need not frighten you, for then you will have the strength within you to master all opposition. But as soon as you lack love, you will also waver in faith, because faith without love is dead, and a dead faith is without conviction and without strength. Then the world will easily succeed in making you inclined towards its temptations. Earthly life will seem incomparably more appealing to you, for you have nothing more blissful to offer it. The delights of a profound bond with God through love. Then you will fall away and be lost for eternity, for the final decision is upon you, and you will only be able to make it correctly if you believe deeply and steadfastly. And therefore God warns you urgently of the temptations of the world, and again He admonishes you to love. He constantly shows you the path you have to take in order to emerge victoriously from the lost time of battle. Yet there is only one path, the path of love. And if you walk this path, you need not fear anything, no matter what may come. But without love the path is difficult, or, if you leave it, dangerous for your soul. And prayer is always at your disposal. If you are in danger of becoming weak, call upon God for His help. Present your adversity to Him and appeal to Him for grace and strength, and He will truly not let your prayer go unheard if you fear for your soul's salvation and take refuge in Him. And you will receive the strength to be lovingly active and then use it in the right way. Always bear in mind that you cannot become blessed without love, but that in love you will find the fullest substitute for everything the world can offer you. For it is only pseudo-goods which you desire. 4 Thessalonians, don't give up the goods of eternity which make you deeply happy and turn you into free, blissful beings. Therefore fight the short battle with God, i.e., remain in constant contact with God in love for your neighbor, and you'll emerge victorious from this battle and eternally enjoy your victory. Amen.